This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. House Republicans are proposing that some wildfires be treated like federal disasters, an attempt to win broader support for legislation that targets overgrown national forest lands. The bill set to be considered by the House tomorrow would speed up timbering projects to improve the health of forests. The disaster language would allow federal agencies to tap into a disaster fund if they run out of money allocated for fighting fires. The Obama administration has also proposed tapping disaster money for certain wildfires. Currently, agencies have to divert funds from other programs if the firefighting money is exhausted. But that practice delays the very efforts designed to prevent fires, such as thinning dead trees. The administration calls the House bill a step forward, but says it doesn't go far enough. Firefighters are now working at least three wildfires here in Montana. The newest is burning about 10 miles north of Thompson Falls. It's called the Graves Creek Fire and was reported to be about 5 acres in size. As of yesterday, one helicopter and six-person firefighting crew was on it with another helicopter and crew on order. On the Glacier Rim Fire south of Glacier National Park, crews continue to maintain fire lines and remove hazardous snags around that fire's perimeter. The 100-acre fire is being called 70% contained. Firefighters think they'll have it fully contained Friday. Yesterday, an additional water tender was brought in to help cool the south flank of the Glacier Rim Fire and reestablish fire line. Ellen Blicken, fire information officer, says the weather has helped too.
On July 4th, we did have what we call a slop over, where we had a pretty good winds that took the fire just out of the containment line on the south side of the fire. In the last couple of days, the weather's been really cooperative. We've been able to get a line around that slop over, and things are looking pretty good right now.
The Glacier Rim Fire, burning about 11.5 miles north of Columbia Falls, is estimated at 100 acres in size. According to InciWeb, that fire is 70% contained. The third fire is burning in mixed timber, juniper, and grasslands in Petroleum County, south of the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. It's estimated at 5,700 acres in size and called 35% contained. The Alex Camp Road fire was reported last Thursday, and officials say cooling temperatures and rain slowed the fire Sunday, but things have since warmed up and dried out. 132 people are fighting that fire under the supervision of the Bureau of Land Management. Despite the cooler, rainy weather of the past few days, unseasonably warm weather continues to be a concern for fire officials across the state of Montana. State officials are taking public comment on the plan to implement Medicaid expansion in Montana. Montanans will have 2 months to comment on the proposal or waiver, which includes non-traditional elements such as monthly health care premiums for enrollees. The federal government must approve the waiver for Medicaid expansion to be implemented. Governor Steve Bullock raised considerably less money to fund his reelection this spring than he did in the winter, but with $596,000 in the bank, he's sitting on $500,000 more than any other candidate for public office in Montana. Financial reports show the Democratic incumbent brought in nearly $180,000 from April through June. That's $40,000 less than he raised the first quarter. Montana regulators say they'll review a 21% electricity rate increase proposed by Montana Dakota Utilities for almost 26,000 eastern Montana customers. A spokesman says the five-member Public Service Commission will closely examine the proposal in coming months to make sure consumers aren't getting gouged. MDU says it would increase residential electricity bills on average by $14.80 a month, or $178 a year. Montana University System officials are returning to the state Supreme Court to appeal a district judge's order that it release information on any action the Commissioner of Higher Education took after a University of Montana court recommended the football team's quarterback be expelled over a rape complaint. The Missoulian newspaper reports the state's high court had previously dismissed the case, saying the issue of attorney's fees still needed to be resolved. A Glendive man is proposing a ballot measure to legalize recreational marijuana for adults over 21. Anthony Variano submitted proposed language this week that would amend the state constitution to regulate pot and tax it as an industry, as well as allow the purchase and possession of limited amounts. It would also require that the first $40 million in revenue raised annually by taxes go toward public schools. He says the measure is based on Colorado's recreational marijuana law passed by voters in 2012. Because it would amend the Constitution, Variano needs to collect nearly 50,000 signatures to get the initiative on next year's ballot. He says if his measure passes a legal review, he plans to ride his bike around the state to gather the signatures. Many have abandoned their landline telephones for the convenience of cell phones, but local emergencies like the 2,000-acre wildfire burning in Bayview, Idaho, can expose the limitations of that technology. Cell towers in North Idaho are having a tough time handling the call volume. Bayview residents are being asked to avoid their cell phones to allow for better firefighter communications. Missoula's Office of Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck says cellular technology is becoming more robust, but those towers can only handle so much traffic.
In a crisis or in an emergency, the first thing a lot of people reach for is their cell phone, either for data usage or to receive updates, talk to family and friends. And so that certainly can stress the infrastructure.
Beck says Missoula has safeguards to maintain cell service during emergencies.
That allow select emergency officials to have priority codes that they can utilize in those situations that essentially kicks them to the front of the line.
Cell companies can also provide portable cell towers that can be used during periods of high call volume. Missoula County residents can register their cell phones to automatically get alerts during emergencies. That can be done at smart911.com. Landlines are automatically enrolled. Police say a Billings man who was killed in a fireworks accident on July the 4th held the tube that launched the mortar-type explosive. Lieutenant Casey Hafner tells the Billings Gazette that 32-year-old Nathan Venata was lighting mortars Saturday when one of them didn't ignite properly. Hafner says Venata turned the tube to look inside when the stalled mortar went off. Coroner Lieutenant Bill Jones says Venata, a Billings, died of blunt force trauma to the neck. Crews will remove a car from the Missouri River today after a woman drove off a private road into the water and died. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Cascade Fire Department Chief Eric Tilleman says the woman, who appears to be between 40 and 60, drove off the road at Pruitt Creek fishing access last night. Tilleman says they don't believe anyone else was in the vehicle at the time of the crash. The car was completely submerged. Crews were marking the spot last night in order to pull it out at a later date. A man who assaulted a former Wall Street Journal and Missoulian reporter, costing him the sight in his left eye, was back in court after missing his sentencing hearing. The Missoulian reports 31-year-old Sean Marceau appeared in court yesterday and told the judge he missed his June 30th sentencing because he didn't think he had to be present. Marceau was arrested Thursday. He was scheduled to be sentenced for an August 24th attack outside the Walmart in Missoula that left 70-year-old Lescapay blind in one eye. Marceau bonded out of jail in February and pleaded guilty in May to an aggravated assault as part of an agreement with prosecutors that called for a 20-year prison term with 10 years suspended. He's being held on $250,000 bail. A Columbia Falls man has been ordered to pay nearly $46,000 in restitution for workers' compensation fraud. The Department of Justice says Salvador Maldonado Medina pleaded guilty July 2nd in Helena to felony theft and employer misconduct for receiving benefits from the Montana State Fund for a 2013 knee injury that he reported happened at his Kalispell restaurant, but actually happened at his roofing business. He didn't have required work comp coverage on employees of that roofing business. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Morning News, I'm Edward O'Brien.